Hi, everybody. Well, today is the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing Program. So we do different types of healings, talk about the interesting events that's happened, that are happening. And the date today, if you're listening to an archive, if you don't know what day it is, it's Monday. Maybe it's got dropped off here, and we're in August 15th, 2016. So we'll clear away the date energy. And maybe if you're on an archive and you go, wow, I really felt that energy leave me. Wonder what happened on that day. And maybe you might look back and find out that something happened to you on this day from the distant past. So it does work on the archives. So we try to get rid of this date because that's how they control you through numbers and letters. So, and dates have events, and the events get copied and pasted onto you. Just like your birthday. You know, like if you had a really bad birthing experience, let's put it that way, and then each time you have your birthday, maybe somehow the doctor put those forceps or something on your head and kind of squeezed hard to get you out or whatever, and maybe they deformed your head slightly, or maybe it just hurt a lot. And so every once in a while on your birthday, you go, man, I got this outrageous headache, and I don't know where I'm getting that from. Well, guess what? Being copy and pasted on you in your body because your body knows what time it is and what day it is. So anyway, let's clear the date here. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's release from you a situation. But first I'm going to bring in the light beams. I'll do that. That way you have a little more backup. Get your backup band ready. Here we go. So, releasing the energies from to you. Well, they're going to be released in the room. Let me start over again. What happens is light beams come in. Whatever's in your room hanging out normally leaves. So all of a sudden your room feels more in peace. That's what happens. So let's, here we go. And then you feel peaceful. So more energy is coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now bring the situation up. Let's release that for you. So I'll use the word stronger. This is a program that you're running or have run that's disagreeing with you. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll turn it over to Elizabeth. Are you up there, Elizabeth? Your BBS booth.
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us on the Healing Highway. It's our weekly Monday show on BBS Station 1 at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And if you would like, you can email us. Perhaps you were on the wonderful healing call that Ron started yesterday. It's a series of calls that he does every month, very intense and powerful healing sessions. And you can find out more about those calls at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. That's your home base for all the healings that you'll do and all the things that we'll talk about on the show tonight, as well as on our other shows during the week. So if you're brand new, feel free to check that out. And if you were on the call yesterday and you would like to send in a testimonial, I know Ron was working a lot with the different timelines, future, past, and present relating to different situations and events that he was clearing. So if you're feeling any relief from that, or you'd like to just comment in general about how you felt during the call yesterday, that would be great. We always welcome your comments and your testimonials. And you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or feel free to access our chat link through creationlightship.com at the top of the page, as well as on our BBS radio station homepage. And I also want to mention this. I know some people like to listen via the phone. So if you'd like to listen to the show, maybe if you're driving, you can call in and listen at 605-475-1600. That's 605-475-1600. And if you have problems with that line, you can also try 716-748-9. 0150, and those are the BBS listen-in only phone lines for the live broadcasts. So thanks, everybody. We have a lot of questions. And Ron, it seems like a lot of people are wondering if the light is turned back on. And I think it was turned off on last Thursday, if I remember correctly.
It's still off. I put it on briefly for maybe a minute. It's going to be turned off. I don't know how long, but it's going to be off. I would say I can only go 2 weeks into the future, so I would guess that maybe 2 weeks it'll be off for everybody. Get the darkness released here. And then on that listen-in call-in number, you need to, I think, press 1 for station 1 and 2 for station 2 after you connect, I think. But let's see. Anything out there, Elizabeth, with good questions? Or I guess they're all pretty good anyway.
Yeah, actually, the person who was asking about if the light was turned back on, they were wondering because they said for the past week, it seems like my environment has improved. No daily chemtrails, healthy-looking trees and landscape, gorgeous scenery despite drought. Then they wrote, I was able to go to a popular seaside resort area for a short vacation without interruption for the first time in years. The hordes of people didn't bother me. This is remarkable in my world. So they're feeling all of this with the light turned off.
Yeah, it's probably the opposite of what people think. I never thought this would occur this way. But they're using the light. So they're connecting to you and wanting you to emit emotions. And then when you emit emotions, that extra light that you have, an excess light, we'll call it, that, you know, you're not, remember, all you need is what's inside of you. So you have extra as it comes into you. And so that extra light that you emit from yourself is going to the alien. So what we're doing is, in a sense, this would be like it's actually like ascension, where the light gets turned off, but the planet is still connected, so that frequency is not affected by what we're doing. If it was, you wouldn't be here. So you're actually feeling how it would be at ascension time, and so things will start dropping away from you. That's what we talk about or have for a while. Maybe we haven't talked for a while, but when ascension time comes, the light gets turned off, and the darkness, since the creation energy is no longer active, the light that's turned off cannot be attracted by negativity. Remember the law of cause and effect. You know, look at it that way. The darkness wants to attract the light or make people targets. So when the light is turned off, all of a sudden the darkness goes, well, we can't really attach you. We'll find something else to attach to. So it kind of spoils your game plan. And so far, it all feels very good to me. I haven't seen any situations. The trees look good, so I'm looking at nature to just see how the nature is responding to this here, because it's turned off for them too. So if the trees start to look kind of funky, then I know that I got to put the light back on again. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron, that's very good to know, and hopefully that's what we're all experiencing here. Someone else was wondering if you could please check, is the Earth in alignment? Because I know it's been out of alignment recently.
It was goofed up last night, and I worked on it. It was kind of off on a weird angle, rather than having it move like a gyroscope. So it has something sticking out of it. I don't know how to describe that, but it was different, so I had to fix that. So right now it feels very good. So what was done last night corrected the situation that we'd be having today. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And someone was on the call this past weekend, and they sent a testimonial regarding both calls. I think they were on the Saturday Ascension call as well as the Sunday call, And they wrote in and said, Ron, thank you for both the Saturday Ascension call and Sunday's 8-hour healing intensive conference call. Getting rid of, again, more pins gave me enormous relief from pain. And your work in removing the timelines was even greater. After aligning my spirit with my body, I felt great, was walking straight, had so much energy, along with having more peace and able to easily stay in peace. And they also sent in a little note that said, on August 12th to 13th, 2016, this past weekend, Louisiana was hit hard with rain from a deadly storm coming in from the Gulf. What is interesting about this storm is that on August 12, 13, 1983, Louisiana was hit with the exact same storm. Excuse me.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah, so what we did, we cleared the Montauk energies from 1943 on the, August 12 and 13. And then we went, after we cleared that, on the timelines, then we went and worked with, 40 years later, which was 1983. That's the biorhythm, supposedly, of the planet. It recycles every 40 years. So, and we sort of talk about that, but that's the 40-year cycle change. What we talk about normally is like the dates themselves will reoccur and stuff will happen. So that's what we're dealing with is those energies. And then we also went into the future and cleared, I think it was, 40 years from 83. So. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, it seems like a lot was going on in 1983. And it seems like what's interesting about this is that these timelines represent, I guess, elaborate patterns. And I guess that's old saying, history repeats itself, is actually a good way to describe it. All of these cloned realities, timelines, and patterns we're sort of living in that are imposed on us, if you pay attention to them, you can really understand what's happening and get in there and clear it. So it is, Ron was working a lot with these this past weekend. And it's always interesting when people write in and tell us about repeating patterns or things like that, because it's further evidence of these, I don't know, I guess programs you would need to clear if they're affecting you. So someone also wrote in, Ron, and said about the Sunday call, once you removed us from the timelines of the Montauk Philadelphia events, I felt very calm and the atmosphere seemed lighter. Thank you for removing mind-looping implants and disconnecting us from ley lines. Are ley lines affecting us particularly now? I have not done the ley line clearing. Do you recommend it?
Well, they can. Ley lines are always there, and the ley lines can be connected to you. That's, you know, they connect with the grid lines of the aliens. So yeah, as you go to different places, if you happen to, you know, be there, I would probably venture to say that there's probably a massive connection with the alien grid lines. And maybe these grid lines also are for underground tunnels. So I would say that if you went to maybe, let's just say you found the location to where your city, what would you call it, city council, city offices would be, city hall.
Your city council.
There's probably something there going on. Maybe the people there won't know anything about it, but that could be a point that was chosen. Also, I would venture to say that every capital of every state is probably a major abduction center. And then you have the churches with the big steeples.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all these things are key points to where, you know, they can harm people energetically or abduct them. Remember, you don't know when you're abducted because they're in control of time. So you have to realize that, yeah, what's going on here. And, you know, there's always the underground tunnel systems that can be used. And, you know, we've heard about that through different things where the Star Wars Arch of the W has these things underneath them. And they have a lot of soldiers and stuff, but I won't get into that. That's on the Internet. I can't say it's 100% correct, but it kind of maybe looks that way, you know. But, you know, just another way of looking at it. So, remember, they need to move things from one point to another. And it's much like Disneyland. Disneyland is full of underground tunnels between the different places, so they can move food and different things without, you know, running out of supplies when they're open to the public. So that it's kind of very similar to that. So back to you.
Wow, yeah. That is crazy. So, Ron, I'm wondering if you'd like to do maybe a clearing for everybody. It seems like there's a lot of kind of like everyone seems to kind of be in a funk or maybe a bit angry or maybe they're feeling like a bit self-sabotaging. I'm wondering if you could maybe check on that and see if there's anything that needs to be cleared for people here on the show tonight.
Okay. So this could sort of be like what we're going to be putting up within 6 months here, which will have prerequisites naturally because you need them. It'll be the shadow body clearing. So remember, these things are living, maybe entities in you, using the word entities, that only come out once in a while. So, you know, if you have felt a little strange the last week or upset and angry, you know, pissed off or something or not knowing what's going on or frustrated, it could be that entity doing that. Maybe it could be all of the above there. So here we go. We'll see if we can grab it and yank it out of you. So right now we're doing some fishing. We'll see what they look like here. And here we go. Oh, boy. Stomach really sweet at the surface. Until they take their mask off. So here we go. Okay, everybody, are you ready? Just kind of maybe hold your breath here. I'm grabbing it. I'm just getting one of these. You could have, you know, 50 of them. But this is one that resurfaced here. Here we go. Coming out, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There, it got released there. So if your body jerked or something, maybe you're smiling now. Maybe it waved goodbye because it was stuck inside of you, living in misery, in its own prison cell inside of your body, and it could only come out when it was really angry, or you were angry and it had to, you know, complain. So we'll just see if we have any comments there. There's another one that wants to come out. Here we go. I'm surprised that it wants to leave even. But here we go. Okay, getting this one here. Yep, there we go, out. Okay, so we'll see if we have any comments on that. So this is a part of you that resurfaces or recycles once in a while that you kind of, all your friends wish it never came out at all. So, anyway.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like the Incredible Hulk or something, Ron.
Yeah. So we'll see what kind of comments we got. We'll just see if anybody wants to comment on the Montauk experiments and energies that we released. Because we did one for your soul family, the people in the call anyway. So even if you were not on the call, but you happened to be in the soul family of somebody who was, we released that energy. So that could have helped you if you weren't on the call. But we just did it mainly for the people listening on the call. to free them from experiments from the Montauk Project. And it's hard to describe that and why you'd be attached to it if you don't have any memory. But basically, you know, if you were around in those years, then or any time when they were active, you know, from 43 on, they were probably still doing stuff, even though officially it's probably shut down. But that's their mind control and time travel experiments. So, and that it came off of the Philadelphia experiment, and that brought all the ETs in here. So that's the reason why we're having difficulties here, because the ETs probably came into those bodies of those people wanting to do this experiment, and that's why we have ETs here causing problems with people. So back to you.
Yeah, wow, it's hard to even understand how that would affect us, but apparently it does. And also, I think a lot of people have been feeling this, Ron. So thanks so much for clearing that. And everybody, yeah, if you felt anything during that last clearing that Ron just did, removing the funky energy, I guess we'll call it, somebody actually just wrote in, Ron, and said, what was that clearing for? I just tuned in.
It was for, I did a real quick shadow body clearing. That'll be probably the website in 6 months. Maybe sooner, but that's, we're very busy. So anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody else had a question. They are in the process of doing the whole lifetime emotional body clearing, which is the first clearing you have to do before moving on to any of the others. And they say they're new at this and have been doing clearings for a couple of months now and already feel great improvements in my life and body. Thank you so much. And I'm grateful that healings and clearings like this are available at this time here. And they are wondering if self-empowerment healings work in conjunction with the emotional whole life clearing.
Well, the self-empowerment can work anytime, but you have to do your emotional, then find out what other whole lifetime clearing you need. Because you should have probably about 4 or 5 of those before you start looking at other clearings, because you need to get everything dipped at the bud. You know, you want to get rid of those dark energies that are with you. So you don't want to look at something that looks like you really need, but, you know, being blocked because of, you know, one of your energetic bodies contaminated. So find out, you know, what bodies you need, and we got the recommended ones there. But the next one to do would probably be your mental clearing. And then maybe fear, feeling, anger. Those are ones that are used. Mental cellular clearing. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And someone else wrote in that they have been intending working toward the state of the peace that passeth understanding. They say, that situation seems to be developing in me. It is a strange place, as there is no motivation to do anything or change anything. And they're wondering if you could please comment.
Well, that's what happens. You become neutral. So then you got to realize that you need to reprogram your life to what you want to do. Because you will become neutral, but you're at peace. And then use your spirit to guide you and help you. So that's a good thing. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, and there's another interesting, I guess, an observation on that a listener submitted. And they wrote in and said, I was looking at my garden and got all excited to see a rosebud blooming. Wondered to myself, why was my body feeling this way? I did the finger exercise. I was not centered. Brought my finger back to the middle, and the rose was the same as all the other flowers now. Interesting. I thought of Ron's story with the ice cream tasting the same with no judgment on what flavor was better than the other.
Yeah, very good. So they were going into their past. Remember, everything that you're dealing with is a memory. So you're dealing with memories. And I guess looking like, at a computer, if you didn't have any real memory in it, then it would be real time, and it wouldn't hang on to anything, which could make it very slow. It's only doing one thing at a time that you're instructing it to do. That's the way you should live your life. When you have a memory, then everything is running in the background. And that's all your dramas and traumas and stuff, and whatever you want to call it. And, that's what you don't want to have is a lot of memory. So you want to get rid of your memory so that you're living in peace. Very, very simple. That's why you do the mind to heart drop. So back to you.
Yeah, and the mind to heart drop is a very simple and effective way to bring yourself into the now and out of the past and out of the future. So you can find out more about that at the top of creationlightship.com. There's audio samples there. You can do the mind to heart drop whenever you need to. I know we've been talking about this recently on the radio shows about setting an alarm to go off maybe every hour. And reminding yourself to do it every hour to see if that makes a difference throughout your day when you become more heart-centered. Somebody said regarding the shadow body clearing, Ron said that we might smile after he popped out the angry critters. Sure enough, I was smiling and laughing with a peaceful presence.
Yeah, with ease. That's good.
Yeah, those things I find they just want to leave. Goodbye, gone. They don't hang around.
Yeah, and you might look at how long it's been active in you. Did it have certain traits, certain things going on? How did it trigger to come up? Just for your own investigation of, your own personality, we'll say. You might want to just see, how long it's been with you and what's it been doing to you and, tormenting the people around you,
Yeah, and you may have had it for quite some time.
Yeah.
So it's good that those things are gone because they do affect our life here in the present and our relationships with other people as well as with ourselves. So, Ron, somebody else wrote in and said yesterday regarding the timeline crashing on the intensive, they said, I thought when doing timeline crashing, not just soul family would be disconnected. Anyone on the timeline would get released.
Yeah, that's more than likely correct. Yes,
Okay. Okay, so see what else we have here. A lot of people are sending in information about the Montauk and Philadelphia experiments. A lot of people are having responses to, I guess, Ron, the timelines you were clearing yesterday on the call. And someone else said that they're doing a God clearing. And they're doing, this is an acronym, Game of Death. So maybe they're doing that in the, maybe they're doing that in the Alien Keyword Intercept Clearing, which is a free sample clearing on Creation Lightship. If you look under the healing login, there are a bunch of free healings that Ron offers us to use. And you can try, if you're feeling hooked up to a particular word or phrase, or maybe you keep hearing the same word over and over again, you can do that and hopefully get some relief from that. So this is kind of interesting, Ron. Today in history was the first day the Woodstock Festival opened. in, I think it was 1969.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the Woodstock Festival opens in Bethel, New York.
So maybe do a clearing for that. I don't know what to do. Let's see here. We could think of, I don't know what to clear from that. Maybe drug energy, I guess.
Yeah, maybe entity energy.
Okay, so here we go. So releasing entities that could be attaching to you as you're watching, you know, DVDs, you know, programs that added in there, showing what was going on there with the music. Entities could hop in through your monitor screen to you. So here we go. Let's release these entities out of these people and out of Woodstock. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That's a good start. So we'll just see if anybody feels any relief from that at all. And they could hop into you when you hear a song that the people played at that time and they play them now.
Yeah, and I wonder if anybody listening was there.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone was... feeling that or feeling a release from that, who was actually there at Woodstock. If anybody wants to write in, again, you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use the fast chat links on our creationlightship.com homepage, as well as the BBS Creation Lightship homepage. So someone else was asking if maybe you could clear war energy from Woodstock, because I think there were a lot of people there who were opposed to the Vietnam War at the time, Ron, wondering if you feel like clearing that energy.
That feels pretty heavy to me. I'd rather not do that right now.
Okay, no problem. And someone else said that it's interesting to note that the Philadelphia and Montauk experiments are not mentioned at all in the history website. Why am I not surprised? Okay. So let's see. Wow, we've got a couple of questions that just came in, and somebody was asking if you could clear flower children, the phrase flower children.
Well, I don't know. I think you might want to do that yourself. I don't see anything that would mean that much, so I'll pass on that one.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. So someone else said, hi, I was not on the Sunday call, but in the late afternoon, I felt very, very tired and needed to lay down and was wondering if I was feeling the release from the timelines. Glad to hear I was released from my soul family. So that's proves your point, Ron. Somebody who was not on the call was also feeling the release.
I did find the planet shifting and changing energies. The darkness is trying to come back in all the time. So I think each day it's trying some way to wedge its way in to put the darkness timeline in place of the one that you're living on. That's probably what it is. So back to you.
Wow, okay. And someone else said that they were on the intensive yesterday, and regarding the shadow body sample clearing that you did today, Ron, they felt a deep depression and overwhelmed feeling that were released. So it seems like you're right. Even though people are on the calls, they're still kind of maybe struggling with some dark energies there. So they did feel that depression and overwhelmed feeling were released.
That's good. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, that's why, you know, when you do clearings, you want to look what one you might need next. And so that's why we're going to be putting up this clearing here, because it looks like it's one that is needed to bring people more peace.
Yeah, that's definitely what is needed here. Well, hopefully everyone's feeling very peaceful with the light being there and bringing peace energy to you and your space during the show tonight. And like we said, you can always do the mind-to-heart drop as well as the finger exercise. And somebody else is asking, Ron, this is kind of an interesting question, is the object activation the same as the object clearing?
I don't think it is, but one is to put peace energy into something. The other one is to take out the energy that's there. So one is receiving, one is giving. So they're similar, but I think they're different.
Yeah, I'll just read here. The object activation clearing, you can get that for 1 week, and you can also get it, I think, for a longer period of time. I think 1 week or the other one is a month, but it's where the creation lightship divine light beings activate your personal object for your specific needs, internal and external uses. This object will contain special light codes to help heal your physical body and prepare you for ascension. The activations will greatly enhance the vibratory frequency of your object. The light codes from these activations are the highest light vibrations on this planet. You may also activate this creation lightship divine light code specialty healing object for your pets, animals, and plants. And on this page, you are only allowed to activate pictures. You will need to contact Ron and have the pictures activated in person or over the phone. And you can also activate liquids other than water, such as tea or juice. Oh, so that's great. So if you're already taking something, you can have it activated with divine light codes, which is really good to know. So that's for 1 week, and it's only $10. So that's the object activation clearing. And let's see, the other ones were the energetic negative objects removal. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You can get the object activation for a single use clearing, which is, I think it's only $1, or you can do it for 1 week, which is $10 per week. And there's the energetic negative objects removal and the energetic objects cording release. So those are actually for taking away maybe the negative energy of objects maybe that you have that have maybe belonged to somebody else or have a negative, I don't know, what would you call that, Ron, a negative energy?
Yeah, one way to look at it, you're probably past this stage, but let's just say that you were very conscious when you're younger, right? And this website was up. And so, maybe you're 8 years of age and you pissed your mother off for some reason before you went to school, and she's making your lunch for you. Is that going to be good for you to eat? And so right away it's going to have all this negative charge on it of her anger in the food that you are going to be eating. So the website would have been up when you're 8 years of age. You'd go in there and discharge your mother's awful energy in that food and then make it compatible to you. So you can look at it that way. And I'm sure things are happening, too. I've heard people that have even had it on their cell phone, and they go to fast food places, and they activate their fast food with their cell phone before they eat it. So, back to you.
Wow, that's so cool. I guess it's okay to eat a McDonald's. No, I don't know. Just kidding. So, that's great. And, yeah, that's good to know that you can use both of those for either way, removing negative energy or divinely activating an object with light codes. Is that similar, Ron, to when you're at the expos and people bring things into the light chamber with them, to have them cleared?
They're cleared on a mouthy once they go in there. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay, so that's kind of like a way to do it, I guess, if you can't attend the expos in person. So somebody else wrote in.
It's interesting, you know, watching people when they go in the light chamber, especially the people who get the unlimited. Boy, they're like, you know, most people get the unlimited. They're there for like, you know, 2 days, maybe 3 days. And, you know, maybe they go in a dozen times, 15 times, and wow, they're just glowing. You know?
It's kind of amazing, yeah.
Yeah, you go, wow, this is, you know, and it's, and you know, they're smiling, you know. Just going in the first time, you normally smile. You know, 95% of the people come off smiling. And then, you know, if they want more done, then you want to go on, you know, more, because the first time through is like a nice shower, and it takes away the crud in your auric field. So that's why we discounted. You know, I think you get 5 sessions for $40. And so that's, you know, enough time for 1 day for you to walk around if you want and see other things.
You know, normally they don't want to see other things after they go in the light chamber.
They don't want to be touched by anybody, to be slimed, you know.
They just want to keep going in.
Yeah, that's... So if you're a new listener and you're wondering, what are you talking about? When you go to a practitioner and they touch you, we'll just say that, you know, they're doing body work on you for a minute or two just to do something, or foot massage or whatever. You know, they're giving you everything that they have come in contact with. So I guess it will, you know, that'd be their, it's like a STD in a sense, you know.
Energetically,
so,
yeah.
You know, you change the word S for something else, you know, but you're being slimed by
It could be an ETD, an energetically transmitted disease.
Oh, that's good. ET. Energetically transmitted disease, yeah. And so you're getting everybody's stuff. You may feel great when you leave there, because naturally the person probably fixed your one problem and only gave you a couple hundred more, if not more, you know. But you know, remember, the alien critters that you can't see, they do love to create. And so all of a sudden now you're going to be a alien little baby factory or something with these energies, as you get slimed by people, because they need to, you know, do their stuff. So as you start looking at it and you start realizing more and more, I'm not saying that you're not going to be going to the expos, but, you know, you are going to want to hold your body temple more sacred by not having people do stuff to you energetically. So it's interesting to watch people, and as they come over, and the sad part is you see somebody come out of the light chamber, and then you look at them and they go into some kind of booth, what, four booths down or something, and they're doing some kind of mojo work on them. And then, that those people are just stealing the light from that person. That the person got cleared off and they're running nice peace energy, and maybe their spirit energy's amped up a little bit because you got rid of the densities, and they go to somebody else and they steal it. And they don't know the difference. Plus, normally they'll get a sensation. So they look for sensations.
Ron, what would you say causes that? Is it clones, or is it just, you know, aliens looking to get close to the light, or what would be the reason people would do that?
Well, I don't know. It's just the way behavior is here, you know. People are used to that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's probably something that's ingrained in people. To have something done to them, for them. I just don't know. But everybody knows that if you're around a really negative person or something, and you could use the term maybe bad vibrations or something, you know, to make it simple, you know that you don't want to be around them, so you kind of, you know, exercise left or right, you know, avoid them.
Yeah.
This is because they're emitting something that you don't want to be in contact with. So, It's hard to say why people do what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? I mean, you can't even figure it out. You just have to do, what you do, I guess, and not worry about others. Okay, so somebody said regarding the shadow body release, what you did earlier on the call, Ron, was that they said, I felt the second release from the shadow body. My neck jerked. I feel my neighbor will be happy because I snapped at her this weekend. She walked up to me and asked me, what was I doing? I said to her, wow, you are a nosy little thing, aren't you? I think the statement was a trigger. Bye-bye, shadow body.
Yeah, especially if you want to get a date with him or something, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Wow. Somebody else said, clearing Woodstock, Ron, that they were 12 at the time, so they wrote in and said, Woodstock was about the music. I watched it on TV at age 12, then bought all the band's records. Ron's clearing helped me remove the energy of being mesmerized by all the unexpected large amounts of young people gathered peacefully, the music, and the constant reminders of it in the song lyrics.
Yeah, you probably want to go on and do a lot of those clearings. Boy, there's quite a few. You know, you can even look at the object clearings because, you know, you're watching TV with a guitar maybe, and maybe they're using that the guitar or somebody, you know, beating on the drums or whatever, singers. So, you know, you want to try to, you know, release that energy of what you're really tuned into. And then, because it is a law of cause and effect situation. So if you're overexcited about seeing something or hearing something, then you know that the opposite's going to get you somewhere, somehow. You don't even know what it is. So the keyword intercept might do something like that. I don't know. You have to kind of play around with it to see how it's going to affect you and which one to do. Maybe somebody could recommend something of what they think would be good. You know, you could put it into your natal chart, but there's a lot of things, you know, going on. That'd be your natal barcode. So, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and if you're wondering about that clearing that Ron just mentioned, the natal, I think, let me just get the natal barcode removal. That clearing is a special lightship natal barcode removal, and it disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions relating to names, date of birth, and time and place of birth from you in this lifetime. This includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. So that is... There's, and also, actually, this is very helpful. There's like a screenshot there. You can look at it, and you can clear your birth name, your nickname, because a lot of people don't go by their given birth name. You could have a married name that you want to clear, or other names, and the date of birth. And you could also do an additional clearing where you could do the name in your native language. That's true, too. A lot of people have names other than what they were given if they're from another country. And also your birth location, the city and state, and your birth GPS location. So you could actually clear the numbers of the coordinates of where you were born. And then it says to enter information for the above chosen natal barcode clearing. And there's a place to enter your complete name. And any additional date or times that you'd like to clear. And then it kind of looks like every other clearing with the countdown timer. But then you would do the first part left to right and the second part right to left. So those would, I would assume, be for both halves of your body there.
Yeah, it makes sure it gets rid of it in both directions.
Wow, okay,
what I find strange as you were talking there when you mentioned, you know, clearing your maybe your spouse's last name or something, it seems kind of strange to me that some women still hold on to their ex's name, and then they put their name in there also. So they're dealing with, you know, and that they're divorced, we'll say, separated or whatever. It's probably because it's, you know, they didn't like it, we'll say, okay, because
yeah.
With that person, right? So a lot of anger probably there, but yet they're having people, you know, use that name each time they communicate with them, and they bring that energy right back to that person. I'm sure they're doing it because they were known by that name by, you know, so many people, and they don't want to lose contact, but it just seems kind of weird to me to still use a name that you're no longer wanting to be with. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out. So if you're doing that, maybe only talking to one person right now listening to the radio program, or they know somebody, they go, yeah, that person, that man was, you know, whatever, he cheated on that lady a bunch of times, and she's still using his last name. You know, why would she do that, you know? Because you're bringing that energy back to you. You can't get rid of it. You got away from the person physically, but energetically, they're still with you when you use that name. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm talking about it, but maybe somebody needed that information. I don't know, you know. It just seems weird. So looks like we got a couple minutes to go.
Yeah, and also, you know, some people change their names entirely. They don't want any association with their given name or their family's name for a variety of reasons. I know, I think for some people it's just maybe it was like an amicable divorce and they don't, like, want to go through the hassle of it. But, yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. What if you're still carrying around all this baggage from this other person's name and you don't want to? And one person wrote in and said that they kept their married name for their son. They had asked them to keep it so they'd have the same name, and they don't feel at all connected to their, I guess, their former spouse. So that, I guess, would be one reason to do it.
Okay, but I guess they're married to somebody else, so they have two last names.
Yeah. And some women don't ever take the name of their husband either, so they're still connected to their, I guess, their original family name.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that natal barcode clearing is great. And I think, I wonder if anybody out there wants to write in. I know we're kind of winding down to the end of the show here, but maybe if you'd like to send in a testimonial, or maybe you've tried this on your own natal barcode clearing, and you've done this clearing and you have had an experience with that, with the name change or with getting a new name through marriage or somehow else, and you'd like to comment about that, you can send it over for one of our subsequent shows. Ron does live radio shows 4 times a week on BBS, and you can find the schedule at bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings. So, Ron, I think we are actually right down to the end here, and I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts and for the mind to heart drop for everybody. And thanks so much for all the wonderful sample clearings that you did on the show tonight. It was wonderful.
Okay, so we'll just do the mind to heart drop, and here we go. And we command our spirit to do this, so you have to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And you count from 10 to 1 backwards, so here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings, thank you, and we'll see you later. Tomorrow is our energetic cord release call where people cord you different body locations. So back to you, Elizabeth, you want to say anything? If not, I'll just sign off and say thank you, everybody, for listening.
Nope, that's great. Great show, Ron, and we'll see you all Wednesday on, hopefully, on BBS Station 1, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern.